Tracy Bombayer is with us right now. Tracy, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. I got a good sleep last night.
Well, that's the main thing because, what was it, the night before? A bit of a kind of a shaking experience, huh?
Yeah, the night before was wild. Like, we, with the snowstorm, too, we were having a little bit of power bumps and stuff happening before I went to sleep. And then my boyfriend came to bed, and then all of a sudden, it was just after 11, it was like somebody picked up our bed and shook it. Like, it was crazy. We jumped right up, and a rumbling noise, like, just loud.
And any damage to, like, the house or anything like that? Like, it wasn't probably that bad, was it?
No, it wasn't that bad. Actually, in the summer, there was one that was a 3.3, and I was sitting on the recliner, and I felt it. And it freaked me right out, but nothing had moved. And this time, when we jumped up, and the dog was racing around, and she was scared. And there were things, like, cupboard doors were open. Things had fallen over on cupboards, like lotion and things like that. There was stuff in the tub that had fallen off the shelf, and different things had moved all over the house. Like, even in the basement, there was a trim board that had fallen over, and some of my son's music band awards, little plaques that had been on his headboard, and they were fell over. It was pretty crazy. Like, it's just a real surreal feeling when you walk around your house and there's things moved.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sounds like a Close Encounter of the Third Kind type of movie.
Close Encounter of the Earth Kind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty scary. And the first time in the summer when we had the last one, I was alone at home with my dog. So it was pretty scary, and of course I go right on Facebook to see if anybody else, and then I was, yes, everybody else had felt it, and this time too, and Daryl had been at work the last time, and this time he was at home, and he felt it too, and it freaked both of us out. It took us a long time to go back to sleep.
Well, I guess now we just have to wait for a report for the seismic report to find out about plates shifting or other things. Or is it, I know I read stuff about the mining industry, but this sounds like it comes from a bit deeper than that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I was told that the last one was very shallow, like above where they're mining. So it's strange. But then, of course, with K1 and K2 being flooded underground, we don't know if that could have something to do with it, or I'm not sure. But it's a strange thing, and I'm hoping it doesn't happen often because it's kind of scary. Freaks the poor dog out. I'm glad we were home at least when it happened.
Tracy, we really appreciate you taking some time just to talk about this unusual incident, Esther Hazy, and we're glad everyone's all right. So, Tracy, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.